Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Then Peter came to him and asked, "Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? "No, not 7 times, Jesus replied, "but 70 times 7. When Peter asked his question, he thought he was being incredibly generous. Tradition told him that you should be ready to forgive another person 3 times, and then you should unleash your full fury on them. However, Peter suggested that the limit should be raised to 7 times. But Jesus wasn't impressed. He told Peter that he should be ready to forgive other people on 70 times 7 occasions. Jesus was effectively saying, stop the counting game and just keep on forgiving. Jesus was introducing Peter to the idea that forgiveness should be a way of life. There should be no limit to it, because it should never come to an end. This is both an incredibly tough and totally liberating teaching. It's tough because forgiving someone when they've wronged you just seems totally unjust. If you've ever been attacked, robbed, or violated by another person, every instinct in your body will cry out for justice. But Jesus calls us to forgive our attackers, and as we do so, we'll be set free from the destructive emotions of bitterness, anger, and resentment. On the 8th of November 1987, Gordon Wilson attended the Remembrance Day parade in Enniskillen, along with his daughter Marie, who was a nurse. The Provisional IRA set off a bomb at the town's war memorial, which killed 11 people, including Marie. That same evening, Gordon was interviewed by the BBC, and he said this about Marie. "She held my hand tightly and gripped me as hard as she could. She said, 'Daddy, I love you very much.' Those were her exact words to me, and those were the last words I ever heard her say." And then he added, "But I bear no ill will. I bear no grudge. Dirty sort of talk is not going to bring her back to life. She was a great wee lassie. She loved her profession. She was a pet. She's dead. She's in heaven, and we will meet again. I will pray for these men tonight and every night." Forgiveness is never easy, but it is always God's loving way for us. So let me ask you a question. What is your most recent experience of forgiving another person? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you're willing to forgive all our failings. Help us always to be ready to pass on that forgiveness to others. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.